This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. contractors broke ground on fewer houses last month, but they did file more permits for new construction of apartments and condos. The 0.2% dip in so-called housing starts was weaker than forecast, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports that fragile housing recovery is up against more than bad weather.
In parts of the country, relentless winter storms have slowed down construction. John Westrom is CEO of Westrom Development Company in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania.
Anything that had to get foundations poured or concrete or framing have literally been stonewalled back about 30 days.
But Westrom is more worried about young people. In a typical housing recovery, they would be the first-time buyers flocking to his model homes. But Trulia chief economist Jed Kolko says millennials have been slower to move out of their parents' homes. They're facing a tough job market and soaring student loan debt.
That means we're forming few new households, which means we don't need as many new housing units.
For people who do want to buy, Kolko says housing is about 20% less affordable than it was a year ago. The National Association of Home Builders says members are pessimistic about the next 6 months as they face higher materials costs and shortages of skilled labor and ready-to-build land. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.